This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
The doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. So we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. I want to apologize to my producers. I have just been burping like all morning long. Not sure what the problem is. No, don't worry. I checked my heart. But I think it was some baba ganoush that I had the other day. So I apologize if any of you guys hear any burpees in the middle of this, because we got a lot to talk about today. All right. One is Trump is going to be laying out, which I'm really excited about, his drug price proposal, wanting to lower drug prices. And, you know, Trump has some cojones when it comes to, calling it like it is. And these drug prices have gotten pretty darn ridiculous. So he's going to be laying out his plan. We have some scoop on what it pertains to, so we're going to be talking about that. We're also going to be talking about how Starbucks now will allow any of us to use their potties. We can use their potties, whether we buy anything or not. Now, they don't want to become a public bathroom, but they say they are going to make the right decision 100% of the time and give people the key. So we'll talk about that and how the bathroom is going to probably end up looking at the end of the day. Remember, there was a little tiny kitty cat that was going to be Paw Officer Badges. Hey, you know, Paw, like Paw Officer. Little Paw Officer Badges. She falls ill. She unfortunately, I think, has feline leukemia. That little baby kitty cat. And so they're now looking for a new paw officer. We're going to talk about that. The most popular baby names. Dahlia is not on the list, but it's coming close. More people are naming their kid Dahlia, so to me that's newsworthy. A Massachusetts daycare has had to close after a child was diagnosed with typhoid fever. Why is typhoid making its presence, especially in a daycare? And Ebola, the World Health Organization, is now prepping for, quote, worst case scenario in Ebola outbreak. Hopefully this doesn't happen, but we've already heard of, you know, multiple deaths. 18 died, 32 other cases suspected. It is growing by the day. Three do involve healthcare workers. One of the healthcare workers has died. So we're going to keep you guys posted on that. And then the shooting that occurred at a California school, as we're getting the latest updates on that, we're going to give you that as well. So you can see we've got a very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, despite my gastrointestinal issues. But we're never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So before we get to some really heavy-duty news, let's just talk about the most popular baby names. All right? Because I was watching a TV show, and Cornelius... Well, I was watching Designated Survivor, and one of the ex-presidents' name was Cornelius. And I gotta tell you, Cornelius does kind of sound presidential. And I'm like, how come you don't hear anybody named Cornelius? Now, I think the last time I heard of a name similar to Cornelius is the Courtney Collins show on Hairspray, right? Okay, so the Courtney Collins show, maybe his name was Cornelius, but you just don't hear those names anymore. You don't hear Ruth. You don't hear Esther. You don't hear Bartholomew, you don't. But the names you're hearing a lot of Mias and Mayas and Liams. So, apparently we have the most popular baby names in America for 2017. The Social Security Administration released its annual list of most popular names. I'll tell you, Dahlia is coming up. I actually wrote an article on this. The name Dahlia for girls spiked after the year 2009. Now, when did I go on air? 2009. unless there's another Dr. Dahlia out there, I say it's because of me. Dee, really? You guys want to name your kid after me? Duh! That kid is going to be messed up. Whew. All right. Anyway, so the top 10 girl names are Emma, Olivia, Ava, Isabella, Sophia, Mia, or Maya. It's spelled M-I-A, right? Okay, so Mia, but I'm sure Maya could be thrown in there too. Charlotte. Charlotte's making a comeback. Amelia, making a comeback like Amelia Earhart. Evelyn. That's very interesting. I have a niece, Evelyn. So it looks like Evelyn's making a comeback, and then Abigail. I like it when older names make a comeback, and Abby. I think that's cool. And then the boys, Liam, Noah, William, James, Logan, Benjamin, Mason, Elijah, Oliver, and Jacob. Now, I wanted to name my kid either Zach, Noah, or Elijah. And it's hard when my family members take the name. See, in our family, it's very interesting. In Judaism, you don't have a Chris Jr., Chris the Third. We don't have that. I wish we did. I think that's really, really cool. You know, I see families where you have James used multiple times. I think that's very, very cool. And that's also how you know who your oldest kid is, because of what their name is. In Judaism, however, we name after a deceased. I always kind of thought that was a little morbid, but I guess we do that to help carry on the memory of the name. Even though, if you are Charles the Eighth, my guess is you're carrying on the name of Charles the First. So I think either here nor there, you're commemorating, you know, somebody who's, you know, unfortunately, you know, not with us anymore. And so, you know, I was pregnant with Stone when my brother-in-law was pregnant, and I'm like, okay, we want Zach. Well, my brother-in-law beat us at the punch, so he named his kid Zach. So when we had Stone a month later, we went with Stone. Now, I like Stone. I think I'm really, really happy that we named Stone, but I really love the name Zach. Okay, then, also, by the way, middle names. So I love the name David. Love the name David. Well, one of our nephews or somebody got a middle name David. I'm like, are you kidding me? So you cannot reuse the name. I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't. If I could change anything about the religion, it'd probably be that. Because if I had a daughter, you know, my grandmother, her name was, oh my God, I know her Hebrew name. Anyway, I really did not want Rita. Her name was Rita. I really didn't want to name my daughter Rita. I wanted to name her Rivi, you know, because her Hebrew name was Rivkalia, so Rivi. But if I could name her Dahlia Jr., oh, hell yeah. Okay, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Walls and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio you add? Does it attack belly fat? Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So, guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435, 888-400-0435.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny for working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so there were conflicting reports over the last few hours whether there was a shooting at a high school or not. The one source said there was not a shooting. One source said there was. But we are being told that there is a suspect in custody after reports of shots fired at Highland High School in Palmdale, California. And for those of you guys not familiar with Palmdale, it's kind of, I don't know if I want to say halfway. It's maybe a third of the way from L.A. to Las Vegas. And so Palmdale has its own kind of offshoot off of the I-15. When you, I believe you take the 14, I've been through Palmdale. It's a really, really nice town. It's not, I, you know, kind of considered small town for California. And it's unfortunate that, you know, every week we're plagued with some shooting somewhere that's involving her children. So CNN is reporting that a suspect is in custody after authorities responded to reports of shots fired and a man with a gun at the Southern California High School Friday morning. That's according to Los Angeles County Fire Official. Authorities were called to Highland High School in Palmdale at about 7.05 a.m. Pacific Time, according to L.A. Sheriff's Department. And there were shots fired. The suspect, a male, was apprehended near a Vons grocery store in Palmdale. The Los Angeles County Fire Official said that we do not have any details on who was injured. But a 23-year-old, Ricky Minot, said he was dropping off his two younger brothers and a friend off at the high school around the time. A minute later, I get a call from them saying there were gunshots, and they were asked to be picked up. One of the brothers, 16 years old, told Minot he heard one gunshot, and students were running. Then Nadine Luke told CNN that her 18-year-old daughter called her screaming after she heard shots in the school. The teen was in her reserve officer's training corps class, and students were putting sofas and desks in front of the classroom door and windows to barricade themselves. They say all authorities are telling us right now that they're working on the situation. And look, it's been a few hours. I'm surprised we aren't getting more details. My guess is hopefully nobody has been injured. Otherwise, I'm sure we would have heard. But, I mean, it's almost as if every day students need to, you know, be prepared for this. And I'd like to know if they're actually doing drills. You know, we had training at work. You know, I know, like, from my studio where I have to go to evacuate. And, you know, I think a question a lot of us think about is when do you run and when do you bunker down? If there are shots being fired, you would think, well, I don't want to be a sitting duck, so I want to get outside and run. But if you don't know where the shots are coming from, you don't want to run into the shooter. So with a lot of the students, once we hear that there's gunfire and people are running around and it's crazy, if we don't see an easy exit, and school classrooms many times don't have exit doors, they only have one entrance in and out of the room, you barricade. And I you know, it's kind of, there's a lot of people that have been in the situation. For those of us who haven't been in a shooting situation, and that's one of the situations I haven't been in. I've been in a lot of situations. Fires, assault, all sorts of stuff. But not a shooting, thank God, and I'm not looking forward to it. But part of me would think, okay, we have a gunman. Let's try to get as many people out, you know, or, I don't know, try to take the gunman down. Okay, remember, I know my father was in the Israeli military. My grandfather was a police officer. So I would be like, all right, let me find the shooter and let me do some Wonder Woman, you know, stuff on. Okay, that's old Wonder Woman. But anyway, I would do some Wonder Woman stuff on him. I'd be like, all right, no. You close the door. You start to barricade. You shut off the light. Don't forget to shut off the light. So they think it's an empty classroom. And we've seen some of these barricades. Remember the school shooting that happened a week or two ago? They showed a picture. You saw backpacks and pencils and crayons and stuff spewed all over the place. But you saw chairs piled high to the ceiling where it would take a good few seconds for somebody to try to break that barricade down. And they may just say, to hell with it. In fact, I would probably lay low and keep pushing the barricade back until they're like, you know what, deck with it. Because shooters, what they want to do is they want to do their mayhem and then get the heck out of there. Or they want to do as much mayhem as possible. If somebody is going to come to a school and go through that trouble, they're not going to want to just, you know, go into, just hit one or two targets. They want to make a splash, unfortunately. So they're going to want to hit as many people as they can. And so they're not going to want to waste time with barriers on average. And so that's why we're seeing many of these, at these school shootings, the bunkering down and blocking the door and blocking it up to the ceiling seems to be effective. Now, unfortunately, we can't really interview a lot of these shooters and go, well, why didn't you go into classroom 2? Why did you go into classroom 4 instead of classroom 2? Many times, you know, because the shooter gets shot or the shooter shoots themselves, which they deserve. But we don't really get to interview and get the psychology of the shooter. Usually it's the easier target. Just like with somebody wanting to rob your house. If you have bars up and you have, you know, a big Doberman Pinscher or a pit bull or... Nah, they want easy. They want success. They want a successful mission. So they're going to go for the house who has their door propped open or no bars on their windows or a little Bichon Frise, little baby puppy named Uzi, who's like, will just kiss you when you walk into the house. That's why Shaky Boo is our guard dog. He's a cat, but we'll stick Shaky Boo. And Shaky Boo like, meow! So it's frightening. As we get more information, we will keep you posted. But it's, Palmdale, city of about 150,000 people. It's in L.A. County. It's about 40 miles north of downtown L.A. And it's, it would be kind of considered more a small town for California. And it shows that there is no place that is immune to some psycho wanting to shoot people up and hurt them. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So, Massachusetts Daycare, a daycare center in North Quincy, Massachusetts, had to be closed the last couple days because a child came down with a case of typhoid fever. Now, the child has not been identified, but he had traveled recently. Had not traveled recently and had not been believed to have contracted the illness at the daycare. We'll talk about typhoid fever. It's a salmonella bacteria. But the Massachusetts Department of Public Health is working with Bright Horizons and the Quincy Public Health Department to help prevent the spread of the disease. So, meanwhile, teachers and other children who attend the daycare are being tested. Children ages 6 weeks to 5 years years old attend the center. And typhoid can cause high fevers, weakness, stomach pain, headache, loss of appetite. And you usually get typhoid from contaminated food and water. And it could be serious. So, especially when you have little baby kids. Now, those who travel to Asia, Africa, Latin America are considered to be most at risk. We have a lot of scoop on it here in the time that we have, but it's caused by the Salmonella enterica serotype typhi bacteria. So, there's also Salmonella paratyphi. And the Salmonella, now there's a whole variety of different Salmonella. This is not the same Salmonella that we're concerned about with the egg Salmonella outbreak. Apparently, we've heard more issues with the egg. I'm trying to, that's a different salmonella. Yeah, now I guess 12 more illnesses have been reported. It's a outbreak that's affecting now 9 different states. But this is Salmonella typhi. And it's been really decreased markedly since the early 1900s. Back then, you saw tens of thousands of cases. And now we really don't see more than about 400 cases a year. And usually it's people who travel to Mexico or South America. They say India, Pakistan, Egypt are also known to be higher risk areas. And they say typhoid fever worldwide obviously affects more people, about 21 million. Unfortunately, about 200,000 people die each year from this. So if you eat or drink the contaminated food or water by this bacteria, you can get sick. And somebody who has it can contaminate you if they don't wash their hands after they potty, and their stool gets into your food supply. But contamination of a water supply is what usually happens in these third world countries. And these bacteria can survive for weeks as long as they're in water or they're near dry sewage. So, 3-5% of people will become carriers of this. So, you could have a mom or grandpa or whatever who traveled, and unfortunately can give it to the child. And so sometimes they don't have any symptoms, and sometimes, unfortunately, they could have a lot. So the bacteria invades the small intestine, can enter the bloodstream. That could cause sepsis. The bacteria can hit the liver, the spleen, the bone marrow, the gallbladder, and it could be obviously fatal. You'll have poor appetite, headaches, aches and pains, high fever, lethargy where you just are tired, abdominal pain, chest congestion, but especially diarrhea. So, luckily we have antibiotics, and we'll treat you with antibiotics. Chlorpheniclone, we used to use a lot. There's multiple others we could use now, but it's not a fun one. 1-877-DOC-DALI, we'll be right back.
Hunt hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, before we get to it, Lindsay sent me, thank you, Lindsay, Social Security website. Guys, check us out. On the Social Security website, you could type in your name and find out how popular it is. And I guess since I've been on air, we went from being the 746th most popular to 393. We ranked 393 in most popular names. Yay! So yay, thank you. That's very, very cool. That is very, very cool. All right. Donald Trump is going after drug prices. Woohoo! Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, from what I understand, there is going to be an address on this a little bit later today. Some of you guys may listen to my show delayed. So you'll be like, Dr. Dahlia, old news. Well, not old news, because it's not news now. Okay, I'm on air right now. I'm live right now. So we don't have his whole speech yet, but we kind of have some scoop on what's going on. I think it's supposed to be at 2 p.m. Eastern time. So we'll let you guys know. Now, this is a long-awaited address for many of us who are patients, medical providers, which kind of, if you're either a patient or you're not, we're all patients eventually. So we're really excited about this because we don't have any clue as to why these drug prices keep going up when other countries are able to sell the same medications cheaper. But, well, we know an impetus for that. Okay, we could all, you know, blame the ACA. But why don't we just spend a couple seconds talking about the Affordable Care Act? Can we talk about Obamacare and how Obamacare sucks? Yeah. Okay. All right. So I think Obamacare helped this, but I have to say Obamacare isn't the only reason why we have skyrocketing drug prices. We have skyrocketing drug prices because we allow it to happen. We let these pharmaceutical companies get away with it. Now, mind you, I am a fan of pharmaceutical companies in that we need them doing research and development, R&D, of new drugs. I also am a fan of a pharmaceutical company making a profit. Because if a pharmaceutical company makes a profit, they will want to make another drug. I love medications and prescriptions. I love them. If, God forbid, you have cancer, I am going to want you to use a medical prescription for your chemotherapy. I think alternative therapy is awesome. I think homeopathy is awesome. But even the average homeopath or alternative medicine physician will still recommend working with traditional medicine, a combination of traditional medicine. And everybody keeps bashing the pharmaceutical companies. Oh, big pharma this, big pharma that. Well, you are going to be praying to the big pharma gods if, God forbid, you get a cancer and you need some of the best medications out there. You come down with Ebola, you are going to be thanking pharma for coming up with ZMapp. So we need pharmaceutical companies out there, and we need them making a profit. But what do we do about these prices just keeping going up, like EpiPens, what, $600 for two? Are you kidding me? Doxycycline, $200? And that's a generic. Generic drug prices are going up. So we need to spur competition. Now, one thing that happened with the Affordable Care Act is we lost competition. The government said, you know what, we're going to do subsidies. So charge a patient, from an insurance company standpoint, or for a drug standpoint, what you need to charge them. We will subsidize them. So if it's $1,000 a month for their prescriptions, we'll cover, you know, X amount. Or if it's $1,000 a month for their insurance, we'll cover $800, $900. Oh, yay, Obamacare, let's vote you in. You know, buying votes, all right, only works so long. Because you eventually run out of money. So drug companies didn't have to compete for your dollars. They're going to get what the insurance company will get from rebates and from, they're going to get the government subsidies. They're going to get the extra money somehow. So why should they lower the price? Now, somebody could say, well, the uninsured could cause the prices to drop. They can. As we have less uninsured, which is kind of something we want, we have less of them forcing prices down. Insurance companies, especially Medicare is the barometer for what other insurance companies charge, whether it's for your prescription or not, or your medical visit. So if Medicare pays a certain amount, let's say Medicare will only pay a doctor $52. Most other insurance companies, that they won't pay more than. Why should they? They'll pay what Medicare pays. So Medicare has a lot of control. So Trump's administration is going to talk about, Trump especially is going to talk about how they have bargaining power. What, we have 57 million people on Medicare? That offers us huge bargaining power. So studies show that drug prices have a big impact on American households. The AARP reported last year that the average annual price of drugs widely prescribed to seniors increased to $12,951 from $6,425 years ago. My average Medicare patient was paying close to $400 a month. You had a cholesterol medication. You had a diabetes medication. You had one or two high blood pressure medications. You had a thyroid medication. Some of them were on an SSRI or an antidepressant. Some of them had an arthritis medication. Some needed to be on blood thinners. Some needed to be on antiarrhythmics. There's so many medications. And then having a $20 copay or a $40 copay or a $60 or $80 copay, $500, $600 a month bills. It was ridiculous. So Medicare, right, if Medicare can, from a government standpoint, negotiate prices down, I'm not sure why they haven't. I think pharmaceutical companies will listen. I think there's still a lot of room to go. Generics also need to be more competitive in terms of us having more generic options. We don't have a lot of generic options. When you buy generics, there's only a couple of them. And they're very good at matching each other's prices. It's like, you know, looking at the, you know, Philly Cheese Steakhouse across the street. Right? If they bump their price up to $7.50 and you're at $6.25, you'll be like, well, then why don't I go up to $7.25? I'll still beat them, but I can now make more money. And that's what's happening with the generics. We are seeing generic medication. I'm finding some generic medication is starting to be more expensive than brand name. Why is that? Now, rebates. All right? Rebates are supposed to be the big thing that I guess came out during the Obama administration where companies will rebate back money and the cost savings transfers to the patient. The problem is most of the rebates go back to the pharmacy manager or they go back to the insurers. So Trump is going to want more transparency with that. They're also thinking about moving Part B coverage into Part D with Medicare. Now, Part B, so Part A handles hospital payments. Part B Medicare covers your outpatient visit, your doctor visits. Part D handles prescriptions. So combining Part B and Part D now increases the consumer pool. So there's a lot that we're going to hear about later today. There's a lot that needs to be done. But there's already been a lot of discussions on how, oh, he's not doing enough against the pharmaceutical companies. We need to be very, very careful about what we do. Again, we're talking about this EpiPen shortage that Mylan, the pharmaceutical company, right, it's having some issues with some manufacturers. All right. Well, I don't think it's any surprise that it happened after we got on them for their prices. Now, their prices were ridiculous, and I think we should stop price gouging. But when you don't have a lot of other companies out there making that product, you're stuck. And if that one company goes, well, fine, if you're going to clip my wings, then you're going to wait for more prescriptions. We can't have everything in the hands of just one or two people. We need to increase competition. That's the American way. That's kind of the fiscally conservative way. And it sounds like it's the Trump way. So we'll keep you posted. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At TCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we are being told that a student was shot a 17-year-old boy was shot at that Palmdale, California High School, Highland High School. He was shot through his forearm, but he is in non-serious condition in a hospital right now. And we're getting another report that the student who was apprehended is 14 years old. As we get more information, we'll keep you posted. But look, 14-year-old getting a hold of a gun and shooting up a school and hitting one person, luckily non-fatally. Something's really wrong here. Something is wrong. And here's my thing, okay? As a gun owner, can I just say something before we move on this? I'm a little confused because you hear people in the news going, all right, well, we need gun control, and, you know, people should... I just heard somebody else on the news yesterday saying nobody should own a gun. I don't think our police officers would like that. And, I'm really responsible with my guns. The average person who has a CCW or who owns, you know, a firearm, has a gun safe, has it locked, cleans the gun, knows how to use the gun, properly store the gun, appreciates it. All right? But people have had guns in their house for decades. My grandfather had guns. All right? That's how you would protect yourself. You couldn't wait for the police. Now, calling the police was great and wonderful, but they might not get there in time. And if, you know, person's there, you took matters into your own hands. That's just what happened in the olden days. And as you've noticed, it's kind of what a lot of people have had to do now. You come into my house, you get shot. I make that very well known. You break into my house, and I think that you are going to do any harm to me or my family, I will shoot you. Period. So, do not go there. I am going to protect my family. I'm going to protect me. I have every right to protect me. Even if it's not a constitutional right, it is my evolutionary animalistic right. I'm Mama Bear. And Mama Bear will go and claw you up if you go anywhere near my baby cubs or me or Papa Bear. Because I love Papa Bear. Okay, that's just the way it is. That's the way it's always been in nature. That's the way it is in society. So when 14-year-olds get a hold of the gun, I mean, I understand why there's that discourse. I understand why people are upset. All right, obviously, the gun owner is an idiot. If a 14-year-old gets a hold of his gun or her gun, that parent or whoever owns the gun is an idiot and shouldn't own that gun. If you don't have proper storage, if you don't know where your firearm is at all times, that's a problem. Now, one thing that no one's really talking about that might be an issue here is one thing that I found frustrating when I was taking my CCW class is there are places where you aren't allowed to carry your gun. So you have to put the gun down someplace. Or you have to have the gun off your person. You see, my watch, my phone is always on my person. If I go to the bathroom, if I take a shower, it's with me. I know where it is at all times. The average police officer or anybody who is carrying a gun will usually have the gun right next to them, next to the bed. I mean, it's always with you. And I found it very frustrating that, all right, well, the gun's going to be away from you. It's going to be, away in a safe. It's going to be, I'm like, if I'm going to be training for a gun, then I carry it. Then the gun is always with me. It doesn't make any sense for me to have to run upstairs or race home if there's a problem, right, and I'm trying to defend myself and defend others, then I want to have it on my person. And luckily, in some states, we do have concealed carry, etc. So what I'm saying is maybe because there's all these new laws and all these new restrictions in certain areas, well, you can have a gun, but you can't carry it. You could own a weapon. But how we're going to get around that Second Amendment is you aren't going to be able to do a concealed carry. Then the gun is worthless if the gun is at a remote area, a remote location. And when the gun is at a remote location, somebody else can access it. Now, mind you, I mean, we have a variety of guns. I can't carry all of them, and I don't want to carry all of them. But I'm wondering, and I know some people, especially the liberals, aren't going to, you know, like this argument or this theory, but I'm wondering if we were allowed to actually carry our gun, would we have less people, kids, grabbing it? You know, it's on your person. It's your belt. It's like your phone. You don't go anywhere without it. I know I'm missing my phone because I feel naked without it. That's how a lot of people feel when they don't have their gun, if they carry on a regular basis. So if the parent isn't an idiot and these kids are getting the weapon, I would like a study to see if one of the reasons for that is the weapon is not allowed to be near the person. The person has to go to work, they have to go across town, they have to, and so the gun is sitting at home. Yeah, it should be in a safe, it should be locked up. But then other people have access to it. The whole purpose of you carrying is because you are being trained. You are using it to defend others or defend yourself, right, in the case of something bad happening. So for you to go through that training and then be in an area where you can't carry it, excuse me, like, you know, if you drive to California, your CCW means nothing there. And I get that. I understand why states have their own choice. That makes sense on why they get their own choice. Well, I don't, you know, if we aren't pro-gun, then we don't want you having a gun here. They have a right to do that. But once you have to separate yourself from your weapon, that weapon is loose. That weapon is out there. Now, I know somebody's going to argue, well, we're talking about AR-15s. They're coming with AR-15, that you can't carry. Okay, I get that. But if we're talking handguns, because you're hearing a lot of kids bringing handguns to school in their backpack. If that handgun was supposed to be on Dad's belt, but he's not allowed to carry it, it's going to be out there loose. And it's just one theory. I don't know. So, 1-877-TALK-TALLY. Look, you don't have to like my theories. I just find that odd. 1-877-DOCDALI. Antonio Sabato Jr. is in the news. We see Antonio Sabato Jr. every now and then around town. Former model. He was a soap star. I believe he's an aspiring politician. He said that he had testosterone pellets, according to Fox News, injected into his buttocks. He first sought out the procedure to address his low levels of the hormone. Now he says, quote, he could have sex all day. He said, I was like an 80-year-old man. He's only 46 years old. He said he's never had plastic surgery, but did get some Botox in the past. So, he went to Dr. Christopher Asandra of New Male Medical Center. And Asandra told the news outlet that the pellet, which is kind of like the size of a Tic Tac for males, and a grain of rice for females, was inserted into the fatty tissue of the upper buttock or hip area. And it needs to be replaced every 5 to 7 months. And this therapy is a slow-release testosterone aimed at stabilizing hormone levels. Dr. Asandra said the therapy has come a long way from the conventional practice of injecting steroids. Now, there's also gels. Gels require daily application. But the problem of the gels is when you rub a gel on you, you could then, unfortunately, affect your partner or your children, or they'll pick up the hormone. So an injection used to be the mainstay. That, you can't take oral testosterone. That just doesn't seem to work as well. So we would do injectable testosterone, and then some people wanted to be able to titrate it a little differently and have a little bit more control, and some people like the gel more. So these pellets, apparently Antonio Sabato seems to like it. I would strongly suggest you have your prostate and PSA watched closely, just in case you're a little bit more vulnerable to prostate cancer. And, of course, heart, blood pressure, liver, etc. 1-877-DOCTELLY. We'll be right back.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.